हरे कृष्णा। ग्रेट गिफ्ट्स डोंट गारंटी ग्रेटनेस। समटाइम्स वी मे फील सॉरी फॉर आवर सेल्व्स बिकॉज वी मे थिंक दैट आई डोंट हैव एनी स्पेशल ग्रेट गिफ्ट्स, ऑरेटरी स्किल्स और कैरिज्मा और सम सिंगिंग एबिलिटी और सम ऑर्गेनाइजेशनल स्किल्स, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट may feel that I am not able to do anything significant, anything great in my life. Now, we may be desiring this, we may have such regrets, even while doing service to Krishna, where we want to do something great, not just for our own selfish aggrandizement, but for making a selfless contribution. Either way, the important thing is we need to remember that great gifts don't guarantee greatness. Many of the world's greatest damagers were greatly gifted. Some of the world's greatest tyrants, they had despots, they may have had great oratory skills, great organizational skills, some great leader qualities by which they could galvanize the masses. But they, by using all those gifts, they actually wreaked mayhem and misery upon millions. And ultimately upon themselves also, because they are going to get the karmic consequences of whatever wrongs they have done. So the Bhagavad Gita refers to such people who are greatly talented but are also greatly misdirected as Dushkritinaha. It says in 7.15, Namam Dushkritino Moodha Prapadyante Naradhamaha Mayaya aparita jnana asuram bhavam ashritaha. So namam dushkritino moodha dushkritina. Kriti means those who have talent, those who have ability, those who can do things. Dushkriti means those who end up doing bad things. So dushkritino moodha. Krishna talks about various categories of people, those who are foolish. So they don't think at all of long-term things in life. Prapadyante naradhama. They're the lowest of human beings in the sense that their interest is the lowest in whatever comprises this scale of interest for human beings. Rather than being interested in higher spiritual things, they are interested simply in sensual things, which the animals are interested in. So naradhama. And then mayaya aparita jnana, those who have knowledge, but they have lo the maya, illusion has stolen their no purpose of knowledge, stolen their awareness of the purpose of knowledge. And asuram bhavam ashritaha, again those who have capacities but they have taken shelter of the demoniac nature, and thus they use all the capabilities for demoniac purposes. So such people, the Bhagavad Gita doesn't focus on specific wrong activity, specific forms of misdirection that these people may indulge in. It focuses on the fundamental misdirecting mentality. That mentality is to not use in God's service what the gifts that have been given by God. So when they live like this, they often cause harm to themselves and to the world. And better not to have such gifts and to not cause so much harm in the world. If instead of lamenting that we may not have some special great gifts, we can actually recognize that greatness comes not by being greatly gifted, but as being by greatly directed, greatly motivated. Motivated for what? Motivated for serving the supremely great person, that is Krishna. When we learn to use whatever abilities we have in the service of the great Lord, the Mahat, then the result is great. We ourselves become purified and become liberated, attaining Krishna's abode, which is the greatest attainment of life. And while we are here, we also, by our actions and examples, make great contribution, setting an example by which we help elevate other people spiritually. Thus, we can become great, we can make a great contribution in life, irrespective of whether we have great gifts or not, provided we are just directed in the service of the Supreme Great Being. Thank you. Hare Krishna.